A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, this is Ian Lee. Thank you so much for downloading Ian Lee's Random Access Memories, a retro gaming podcast. Do check out the Patreon, patreon.com/IanLee, IanLee. And also go to my YouTube channel and look for the Random Access Memories there. Again, it's youtube.com/IanLee. Thanks for downloading. Well, this is... Let's just get straight into it. Welcome to Ian Lee's Random Access Memories, a retro gaming podcast. This is the first one. I'm a little bit nervous. I've got Scott Balcony here. How are you feeling about this?
I'm really, really nervous, but I'm very grateful for you for asking me to come on.
Well, I tell you why I'm nervous, right? Because this is, I've been doing radio for 20-odd years, and that's easy. But this is different from that, because I want this to... I want this to be good, unlike the majority of my output. But I want this to be more about you and about the game. I want the game to be the star of this show. Why are you nervous?
Well, it's a nerve-wracking thing, isn't it? Coming on and talking to anyone on being while it's been videoed. It's terrifying.
Right. So let's set out who you are. I know you because you are a wonderful dear friend of mine, Scott Balcony, musician, artist, shopkeeper, t-shirt designer. Would you use the word disruptor? That's very popular. Are you a disruptor?
I don't know what that means. I think you have to be really successful to be a disruptor.
But you have had success. Because you every now and then you will tap into the zeitgeist and bring out a t-shirt or a hat that captures everyone's imagination. There will be people listening to this who have not heard of you, but yeah, will have seen some of your work. I'm thinking of the Lady Hale brooch t-shirt is the first one that springs to mind.
Yeah, the Lady Hale was... Yeah, I do. So I'm Scott and I've got a shop in Uxbridge and we make t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And yeah, we have had a couple of hits, and the Lady Hale one was amazing. That was, yeah.
I can't remember who she was, but I know she wore a brooch with a spider on.
She was a judge, and she was ruling over whether Boris Johnson had broken the law when he prorogued Parliament.
Yeah.
And she basically said, yeah, you did break the law, and told him off. And she had a black dress on with a sparkly spider brooch on the top corner.
Yeah.
And we always make topical t-shirts, like we do it all the time. And that one, I just went, it'd be good to have the sparkly brooch as a t-shirt. And I put it up on eBay and put some money to charity on it and just put it up. And it just, for whatever reason, and I really genuinely don't understand why that one particularly, but it just went absolutely crazy. And it just went viral. I didn't know, but things can go viral on eBay. Did you know that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how
eBay
that works.
eBay has like what's hot, what's hot. Because it was getting hit so much, it just put that to the top.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, and it got put on, the New York Times were tweeting about it, and Vogue were tweeting about it, and all these politicians started tweeting about it. And it just went, absolutely insane. It was brilliant.
You know when you start those things and don't know how big they're going to get and you say, oh, this is going to be for charity?
Yeah.
When it gets really big, do you regret that?
No. I think the being...
Because you could have been rich.
...charity is one of the reasons why it became so big. Okay. I think if we just put it up and went, this is our T-shirt, make us loads of money,
yeah,
people were much more inclined to share it and buy into it because most of the profits went to charity. Like, we really didn't make very much from that at all. Yeah. Like, not when you literally break down how long it took us to make all those T-shirts and all the stuff we had to buy and to do it. But we did make about 25 grand for shelter.
That's brilliant.
From that one T-shirt. So that was brilliant.
Video games, we don't really, because we know each other. We've known each other for about 15 years. Maybe not quite as long as that. When I was doing some stuff.
No, it was longer than that, because we knew you before we had the shop. And we've had the shop for 15 years. So, it must be at least.
Was the first time you got in touch when I was doing the stuff for Great Ormond Street? Listen to us. Not boasting about our charity
work.
Don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, it was.
And I was looking for prizes to give to kids. And you sent me a load of excellent T-shirts.
Well, I was a fan. I'm a fan of yours. I was and still am a huge fan of yours. So when you said, have you got any prizes? We literally had boxes of T-shirts lying around, and we were like, well, let's send him some T-shirts. So, yeah. But that was the first contact we made with you.
We have a running joke. Whenever I talk about video games online, you always bring up Minder on the ZX Spectrum. Is it Minder on the ZX Spectrum? Are you going to be playing Minder on the ZX Spectrum, right?
Always.
But I'd never... First of all, I'd never heard of this game. I'm aware of Minder, and we'll explain what it is in a bit. But also, I don't. When I think of someone who's played video games in their life, I don't think of you. So I was surprised that you were a gamer as a kid.
I was a huge Spectrum fan. Absolutely insane. The rubber keys, and then the 128K with the built-in cassette player. And then I kind of... Then I wanted an Amiga. Because the Amiga was the cool one, but my mum and dad wouldn't get me an Amiga because they were so expensive. They were like 500 quid in the late 80s. It was like mental. So I kind of got the hump and used to go around my mates and play his Amiga. And I didn't play at home until probably the Mega Drive came out. And then I was banging again for a while. And I kind of dip in and out. And then I got into the Sega Dreamcast. And Shenmue and all that.
Were you a Dreamcast fan?
Yeah, I had Dreamcast. Loads of that. Choo Choo Rocket.
Hang on a minute. Let me unplug this.
Here's my trusty Dreamcast. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That was it. And Choo Choo Rocket on the Dreamcast was the first like online game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was. Yeah, that and Phantasy Star Online. Oh, no. Choo Choo. I played Choo Choo Rocket with my boys a few years ago.
Really?
They like Fortnite and Valorant and all of those in VR.
Yeah.
But we played Choo Choo Rocket and they were bang up for it. It's too fast for me, a 50-year-old man. But when I used to play it,
it was on dial-up and it just didn't work. It just didn't work well enough. Maybe if I played it now, it was all quick, it would be good.
And I've never heard anyone else talk about Minder the game. And bizarrely, in the last month,
it's become cool.
It's come up about four or five times, completely at random, from different people talking about the game.
I know. Well, so when I was about five, the Spectrum rubber key came out, right? Oh, and I've got an older brother who's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And he got it. He got the rubber key Spectrum. And so as I grew up, I was always playing it. You know, I could always, on a black and white telly in our shared bedroom, would play this game. We'd play, but he had a shoe, and I don't know where this shoe box came from, but we had a shoe box just full of knockoff Spectrum games. You know, like tape, you know, because you could just tape them tape to tape, couldn't you? And just record them. So I don't know where this box came from, he says, like trying to try not to incriminate anyone.
I don't think you're going to get done for pirating Spectrum games 40-odd years ago. I think you're going to be safe.
There was a box of these games, and we had all of those early Spectrum games, like, you know, Horace Goes Skiing, Horace and the Spiders, and Jet Set Willy, Manic Mike, all of those, that sort of era. But they were all, no instructions, just cassettes with the name of the game written on.
Yeah.
And one of them was Minder, and I loved everyone loved Minder, didn't they?
Everyone loved Minder. Well, let me just explain so Minder, for Americans and young people, was a TV show with Dennis Waterman as Terry. Who played Arthur Daly?
George Cole. It was an edgy Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah, it was. And the first series, I think, was quite adult. And they were like, you know, there's nudity in it. And then after that, it became a little bit of a sort of comedy. I remember we had the first video recorder in my school, right? It was in my house. It was a Betamax. And it was, here are the confessions, it was stolen. We had to hide it behind the sofa and we weren't allowed to tell anyone we had it. And my mum, when I must have been 9, would tape Minder, and then me and my sister would come down in the morning and watch Minder while we were having our breakfast.
It holds up, you know, a lot better than most TV from that era.
Right.
I think it holds up. It's brilliant. Well, George Cole is like a fantastic actor. Yeah. And it is really funny. And it, you know, it's a bit, some of it is inappropriate nowadays. But it's not too bad. It's not as bad as something.
You know, I met Arthur Daly. And I mean, really? I met Arthur Daly, not George Cole. They were filming, when I used to live in Farnham Common near Slough, they were filming at Burnham Beaches. And I was doing my Duke of Edinburgh's. And part of that was to help out the wardens at Burnham Beaches. And they came and filmed a bit. And I was stood next to George Cole in all of the gear.
Oh.
And I'm sort of 15 years old, thinking, oh my God, this is... I literally stood next to him and he turned to me and said, well, beautiful weather for cricket, isn't it? I don't know. I went, yes, it is. And that was it. But it was, God, I wish I had a picture. He was in full Arthur Daly mode. It was beautiful.
He was brilliant. But you're right, the early series, he was like a criminal, like a proper criminal and a bit sort of edgy. And as it got older, they softened his character and made him a bit more sort of hapless and silly. But I loved Minder. Anyway, so this cassette had Minder on it. And I was like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And put it in, load it up, and you get that screen. You played it the other day, didn't you? You get the screen where it blares the theme tune at just the most ear-shattering volume.
The Spectrum does not have the greatest sound, and it screams it at you. And you think, okay, well, that's just the opening. But it does it, like, every few minutes in the game.
Every time you go anywhere.
Yeah.
But
go on.
Well, I would play it and I would load it up and I had no instructions, right? And I was probably 7 or 8.
Okay.
But because I knew the characters and I knew it was obvious the idea of the game, because people would approach you and try and sell you stuff. So it was obvious the idea of the game. And just through trial and error, I kind of worked out how to play it. Well, I did work out how to play it and would play it endlessly. And what I found so fascinating with it is you could talk to it. So think in 85, how basic the games were.
Yeah.
This, you could actually have a, like, back and forth with the characters on the screen. It was insane.
Normally games, you type in 2 words, go north, get axe. But this is, you're having, like, proper conversations with them.
Proper conversations is probably a stretch. But you could definitely... You could definitely have back and forth, but you could have back and forth with them. And what I found fascinating, as quite a naughty child, you could swear at the people in it,
right?
And they would swear back at you, and then punch you and things like that. It was like they understood the swear words.
So it's basically a trading game. You're Arthur Daly, and you're buying, you know, stolen knockoff goods, and you're trying to sell them for a profit. And Terry is there to help you. Some of it is quite rude. I saw you met one guy in the Winchester, and he goes, I'll tell you what I've got for you, cock. I've got a lot of cock and balls. But he was talking about plumbing. But it's quite It's quite in your face.
It's an adult themed game.
It's adult themed, yes, it very is. Much.
And that, well, as an 8 year old, that just captivated me because it just seemed a bit naughty. But I worked out, and I can't believe that I worked out what to say to him.
Yeah,
because it's very specific. You have to say, you know, there's like a whole language, a minder language that you have to use in that game.
I'm trying to find some of the stuff because, yeah, I played it and you have to...
I watched you play it, yeah.
And you sent me a lot of abusive messages going, oh, my God, I can't
believe... It was so frustrating. It was some of the most frustrating radio I've ever heard.
Right. Well, but you have to type in very specific phrases. Like, you can ask Terry to dump some gear or collect... You know, I think tablecloths, I think, is one of them. Collect tablecloths. But you have to be very, very specific. So, and I had to do it with an online guide. I could not have worked it out on my own.
You have to go. So you basically go to the Winchester. Someone will come up to you and say, do you want any black and white TVs?
Yeah.
And you buy them. And you say, I'll give you 50 quid. And they say, and then you haggle. And they go back and forth, and then you say, it's a deal. And then they ask you how many you want, and you buy them. But then you have to go to Terry. You have to find Terry.
The minder.
And you go, Terry, collect tellies.
I didn't
collect
know this.
TVs. Just like that. And then he goes, oh, okay, there's a drink in it for me, is there? And you go, yeah. And then he goes off. And then he goes off and gets them. And then the tellies appear in your inventory.
I was asking Terry to mind me. What do you want?
Yeah.
Arthur? I want minding. Okay, that's a ton a day, 100 quid a day.
Yeah.
But apparently I'm not supposed to do that.
You don't need to. You don't. I didn't know you could. He would mind you. All I knew that is if you were in Winchester.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you were in the Winchester Club,
yeah,
and told someone to, you know, a rude word, and Terry was in one of those little windows, so Terry was in there too.
Okay.
They would go, all right, well, you're lucky you're paid monkeys here. And I'm not going to do anything. And they go. So he does mind you. So you can only really be rude to people when Terry's about.
I think as well, when I had Terry with me, that Chisholm, the copper,
yeah,
didn't turn up at the lockup if Terry was with me.
Yeah.
I think that happened.
Yeah, he does kind of give you a free pass, Terry.
I read online, I don't know if this is true, if it happened to you, that in the game sometimes you get a character who says, I don't like playing with you, and then turns the game off.
No, you sometimes if you sell something to someone and it turns out to be dodgy or not working or whatever, you, they come up to you and they punch you. And it's this, you just get this fist, what? Just this like 8-bit graphic of a fist just doing that up to the screen, and then you spend 5 days in hospital.
And you don't, but there's not a mode where it turns the game off and goes back to the Sinclair blank screen.
No, not that. No, I don't remember that ever happening. No.
So this came out in June 1985. You're wearing the DK Tronics.
So this is DK Tronics who made the game, and you used to make a lot of those really early, simple Spectrum games.
I think Minder finished them. I think because it was a big flop. I was looking online. Crash magazine gave it 75%, and a lot of the reviews said it's just too It's too difficult.
It's too complicated.
And I think it killed them. I wonder if they paid for the license. Because back in then, it was like the Wild West. You'd get all these Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and, like, I don't know, Terminator games that where they hadn't licensed it.
Well, I was looking up Ductronics to make my T-shirt.
Is that how you pronounce it, Ductronics?
Well, it must be. It's DK. It's surely it's DKtronics, isn't it? But I, as a kid, it was Ductronics. It doesn't make any sense, does it? But and no, you're right. I couldn't see any big names games, but they used to make like the little connections. I think they made the printer. You know, the ZX Spectrum printer that had the silver paper.
Yeah.
I think they made that kind of stuff as well. But yeah, no, it's such a weird game, Minder. And that's because I was so obsessed with it, I would pretend to be sick.
You told me this. This
so
is
my
wild.
Mum would let me off school.
So, but you had a whole routine of how you pretended to be sick. You went to extreme lengths.
Well, my mum would not let you be off sick. Like, you could be, you'd be have to be really, really ill for her to let you stay off school. So I used to set my little Casio watch alarm for like 3 a.m, wrap it up in clothes so it wouldn't be too loud to wake anyone else up.
Yeah.
Put it under my pillow. It's 3 a.m, wake up. Then I'd go in the bathroom and I'd like slap my face and put water on my face and just make myself look a state and then go into my mum's room and go, I'm so ill. I've just been sick. And then she would go, okay. And then you could get the day off the next day, right?
Yeah.
So I would do that and then I would just get up and I would make like a nest around myself with duvets and sit on a black and white telly and just go, right, I've got the whole day to play Minder. And you can play a game of Minder will take you a day. Because what you were doing, you were waiting for people, weren't you? You know, you were like refreshing, wait. You were wasting whole days.
Oh, okay.
Well, time is money, Ian.
You got furious with me because there is a clock and I didn't quite understand, well, the concept of time and days. And you were messaging me as you were watching back the playing. And if you're watching the video of this, it's going to be in the corner so you can see me playing it. And going, you're waiting outside a dealer's at 2 o'clock in the morning. Of course he's not going to be there.
You were going, I'm going to go and try and sell these TVs to a dealer. Yeah, and it was like 10:30 at night. I'm like, what are you doing?
It is a very frustrating game. I've looked online on eBay. The cheapest is £25, but that's without the manual. They're all about £37. They're about £40 for it, which seems... That seems a lot for an old Spectrum game.
Well, that game, well, we saw a version for £50, didn't we? Just the cassette without the box.
Yeah, there it is. I can see it now. Yeah, £50. Buy it now. Can't even make an offer. It's a buy it now to buy Minder.
I don't know how you'd play it without the... if you didn't know anything about it, if you just came to it, I just don't know how you'd play it. I don't know. I thought you did really well considering you didn't have...
Well,
but did you have
I had some cheats online. Some cheat sheets. I was reading there is a website, minder.org, that is dedicated to the game.
It was massive. It was massive. And at the end, when you'd get to the end, because you'd have to do like a month, it would take, you'd have like a month of days. So you could like accrue loads of money. And then depending on how much money you made, Arthur Daly comes at the end. Well, he told you in no uncertain terms what he thought.
At the end, I did so badly, and I was shocked. I'm not even going to say in this podcast, watch the video, but he did say that I should do myself quite serious harm, which was like a whoa.
No, well, that was what I got for the first, 50 times of playing it. And then eventually when you get better, and then in the end, he's like going, I'm going to retire. You know, you're brilliant at this. This is, this. And then it's like that actually... was one of the best moments of my life when he said that at that age.
I'm just checking. Minder.org isn't just about the video game, which also came out on the Amstrad and the MSX. There was a version for the Commodore 64, but it never got released. Yeah. Minder.org is about Minder, and I'm just seeing there's a Minder podcast.
Well, you know what my favourite Minder fact is?
Go on.
So Dennis Wharton, the classic theme tune,
yeah.
Dennis Wharton.
It is a great song, that.
Yeah, and it's the write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Yeah.
You know he didn't write that.
What?
His wife did. Patricia Waterman.
Really?
Wrote I could be so good for you. Yeah.
Isn't
that amazing?
It is amazing. It's a great song. It's like a sort of rocking, brassy soul song.
It's got a bit of slap bass.
Yeah. Bow, bow, bow.
I was listening to it today.
I remember thinking it was weird. He'd be on Top of the Pops in like all his open neck denim shirt and stuff. Remember he had Dennis Waterman had a beard for quite a while, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I honestly thought he was like my B.A. Baracus. I thought he was like the hardest bloke in the world.
I wonder if anyone dresses up as the Minder. That would be a great thing for someone to dress up as the Minder and their partner to dress up as Arthur Daly for a Halloween thing. That would be awesome. Of course, there were other Minders. I'm assuming Minder for You stopped when Dennis left.
Not having it.
There was his nephew. Like it was like when the Dukes of Hazzard left and their cousins came in. His nephew came in.
They always try it with these things and it just never works.
No.
Never works.
When was the last time you played it?
Well, I played a simulator.
Oh, did you? For this?
You were telling me about the simulator and I played the simulator.
Yeah.
And you were saying it was really buggy and it was really buggy.
Yeah.
It just kept like knocking me out. But the one you played looked like it was pretty good.
Yeah, I found one. I found one that I managed to get to work. There are online emulators. They're a little bit glitchy. I think I have got downloaded a Spectrum emulator.
I'm sure the emulator bit I played, it just didn't work the same as the actual game.
Or you might be rubbish at it now. I don't know if that's...
It has been 35 years.
Do you... When was the last time you played a video game?
Oh, I played Mario Kart 8 yesterday.
Did you? Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, I played on the
Switch.
Switch.
The Switch.
Yeah, and Animal Crossing.
I struggle with Animal Crossing. Although during lockdown, my youngest, who would have been he would have been like 8. A lot of people, not just kids, got really, really into Animal Crossing. And I don't like it. I find it a little bit dry. And he kept...
My daughter is obsessed with Animal Crossing. She absolutely loves it.
Kim was totally into it. And he kept saying, Daddy, I made an avatar. He said, do you want to come to my island? And I was a bit reluctant. But looking back, I wish I'd gone to his island more. I only went a couple of times. I wish I'd gone back. Because that moment has gone. And now he's a young man. He's 11 and a half. And he doesn't want his dad on his island. Doesn't even want to go to the island. He wants to kill people in Roblox. He's gone back
my son Stanley, he's kind of just grown out of all the sort of Roblox and Minecraft and all that, but he used to play that. I mean, Roblox is brilliant because it is like it's millions of games.
Oh yeah, and Kim kind of grew out of it, but he's gone back into it in a sort of ironic, I'm gonna troll everybody way, which is not a great attitude to have towards video games.
What was the last video game you played?
What was the last video game I played? I'm playing Mass Effect 2, and what was? I tell you what I played. There's a game called A Way Out, right, which is a prison escape game. It's two players, and you can play it remotely. It's brilliant, right? And again, I was playing it with my... I shouldn't say this, but I will. I was playing it with my youngest, right? It has got the worst language. It doesn't have the worst language, but everything below that is in there. And he was playing it at his house, and I said, dude, you've got to turn the subtitles off, because if anyone... Have your headphones on and turn this, because if anyone comes in... I'm dead. I'm never seeing you again. This is going to social services. And it was that thing. I don't know if you've ever, I can't remember how old your kids are, but I don't know if you've ever watched something with them and you get to like the third or fourth F-bomb and you go, we're in now. We might as well stick with it.
I went to see Jeff Lewis. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's like a singer, like indie singer. Went to an all-day festival. I was like, let's go and see Jeff Lewis. He's brilliant. With my 8-year-old daughter. And we're all there. And one of his songs, which I didn't know, it wasn't like a song that he's obviously just written it.
Yeah.
The chorus was just the second worst word.
Oh.
Shouted all the way through it. And it was like, the first time he said it, I was like, maybe she missed that. And then the second time he said it, she's like, looks up at me. And the third time, I'm like, oh, just crack on. And now all she does is hum that song to me.
Well, at least she's humming
without saying the words.
And you have to hope she's not singing it at school. That would
be. Oh, don't.
So what did you think? To wrap this up, you went and played it and you played a slightly buggy version. Was it as good as you remembered? Did it live up to what was going on in your brain when you think about
it? Well, it doesn't live up to it because you can't, like, you've got ChatGPT and things like that, and you can have conversations with a computer. The thing that was so amazing about it as a kid was thinking you were talking to a computer and it was talking back to you. That was just, like, mind-blowing, I thought, at the time. And I think if you pitch that game against other games from 1985, it was pretty advanced.
Yeah.
Like, really advanced. But, yeah, no, it maybe doesn't hold up the magical things. But everyone is talking about it. Like you're saying, like, 4 or 5mentions of Mind are on the spectrum. Why? Why does that happen?
I found it really, really frustrating, and it peed me off, but I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it, and I can imagine if I'd have got my hands on that when I was, like, 11, I'd have been all over it. I like those kind of trading games. That was my favourite.
Yeah, well, you need your own little notebook and you'd write down what you've bought and how much you paid for it. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's adult. And Chisholm's in it, one of the greatest TV detectives of all time.
They have pictures of, like, the characters and they really, really look like the characters. Like, how do they do that?
It's I don't know. 8-bit art, and it's like proper, just literally black pixels.
Yeah.
Within that little grey box, and you can tell, like, Terry McCann, you can spot him a mile off.
I got really excited when I haven't seen Minders for years and years, and when Chisholm popped up, I went, oh, it's Chisholm straight away. And I can't remember the barman's name, but he's
Dave.
It's like, oh, it's Dave, yeah. And you can tell it straight away.
I know. I don't know how they've done that. It's amazing,
Scott. We were nervous, but we made it through to the other side. Thank you for that.
Actually, thanks. It's been lovely to reminisce.
People want to come and check out your shirts and your other bibs and bobs. Where do they go?
Yeah. They go to balconyshirts.co.uk. Yeah. And that's the website. You can do all... Yeah, there's T-shirts you can buy or you can design your own, that sort of stuff. And then we got a shop in Uxbridge, which is Balcony Shirts, which does much the same thing, really.
Are people allowed in your shop? Because you stopped having customers come in for a bit.
Well, after COVID, where we had to shut for ages, and then we opened, then we shut. Then after COVID, no one would come in. Yeah. They would just ring. And it was like, this seems silly having a shop where no one comes in, where you have to man it from 9 to 5, like, every day. And we were still getting the work, thankfully. People would just email or call. But now we have opened again, so now people can come in.
Good. It's nice to see you, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Bless you. Good luck with this podcast. That's so lovely of you to have me on, and good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Cheers, dude. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for downloading Ian Lee's Random Access Memories, a retro gaming podcast. Do check out the Patreon, patreon.com/IanLee, IAINLEE. And also go to my YouTube channel and look for the Random Access Memories there. Again, it's youtube.com/IanLee. Thanks for downloading.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.